State officials hope to save money and improve quality by going through managed care companies like Aetna, United, and Catholic Health Services. But Richard Malott from the Long-Term Care Community Coalition says these organizations sometimes do business with pretty shabby nursing homes.
We found 64 that had serious problems that were found legally, you know, from either the Attorney General's office or a personal injury case where someone was harmed.
The state says people can always change from one managed care program to another. About 100,000 New Yorkers live in nursing homes, more than in any other state. The new rule taking effect in January will only require future nursing home residents, not current ones, to go through managed care companies. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.